Fred Film Radio.
Francesca Raffi for Fred, we are here in Milan to know more about the kickoff meeting of the Live Text Access Project, LTA, a project co-funded by the Erasmus Plus program of the European Union. The main objective of the project is to design an effective and certified curriculum for real-time intralingual respeakers and velotypists. The team of the LTA project has planned 6 face-to-face transnational meetings. We are here in Milan for the first one, and we are here with the coordinator of the project, Rocío Barnabé, and with Pilar Herrero, one of the partners of the LTA project. Hi, Rocío. Hi, Pilar. Thank you for being with us today on Fred.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Thank you for having us here.
Yeah.
So, the consortium has come together for the first time here in Milan. First of all, why did you decide to have your first face-to-face meeting here, Rocío?
In Milan? Well, it was a very practical decision, actually, and because we didn't know it was going to be so hot.
It's very hot. It is.
The practical reason was that one of our partners, Mr. Eugenie, representing SSML, they are holding a conference, a re-speaking conference in Milan tomorrow. And so we thought coming here and having the meeting here is a great opportunity to present the project at the conference. And that's it. That's why we decided to come to Milan for the kickoff.
And Pilar, what is the main aim of this kickoff meeting? And what are you going to discuss here? So what are the main items on the agenda?
Okay, the kickoff meeting is, first of all, to meet all the partners, because not everybody knows everybody. That's quite interesting. So it's the first time that this morning we met for the first time. We saw each other for the first time, though we've been in contact for the past few months. So that was very nice. First of all, you meet and you see each other, and you understand who is each other and how. And once the human bit is being coordinated, more or less, then we have to coordinate very basic things about the project. When are we going to meet? How many times we're going to meet? Every month? Is it going to be online? How is it going to be done? Because one of the partners is deaf. So having telcos is not a choice. So how are they going to be the meetings online? These sort of things. It's just basically a very sort of first meeting to agree on how the project is going to work and how we're going to operate.
And to decide the various steps, I suppose. So
The next steps, but are we going to have, what social networks are we going to use? All of them, not all of them. So very basic.
And Rocío, have you already identified potential issues and possible remedial actions?
Well, the first thing that didn't work is the issue that one of the partners is deaf. That actually, it was, we made that provision for meetings, for face-to-face meetings, but not for online meetings.
For online meetings.
So that's been the first blow, I think.
Well, Yeah, it's hard. I mean, we have to find a good solution for this, and we will talk about it. I think one of the risks of any project is not having a good teamwork. And teamwork you can only build if you get people together.
Together, yes.
Yeah.
Physically, possibly.
That's one of the main aims of this first kickoff meeting. We have to get to know each other and have to learn to understand each other, and how we're going to be working with another together. And once we're sort of cohesive in that sense, then we can go apart again. Then everybody can go home and start working.
Working.
And set the foundation. And that's part of this meeting for me, I think.
So this is basically the first of a series of events and meetings. Where are you planning to have your next meetings, Pilar?
The next meeting is going to be in Munich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we've planned something that, again, not everything is perfect, as you said. What issues do you have? The next issue is that we've always planned a meeting next to an event. Like, for example, tomorrow is this this conference that has been organized by Carlo Eugeni on respeaking. So that was the idea, is that once we travel somewhere, for a double purpose.
Yeah, to optimize resources.
But one of the meetings was not allowed because it was organized in Poland next to a conference called Intermedia. Mm-hmm. And it was not allowed because Poland is not one of the countries in the consortium.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's been a bit of a blow because then we would like to participate and we would like to go to Poland, but then we cannot organize the meeting in Poland. But anyway, the meeting is going to be in March and it would be in Munich, mm-hmm. and hopefully it would be not as tough as it is here.
Hopefully. Okay, Rocío Pilar, thank you very much. We are very much looking forward to hearing more about the LTA project. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
And thank you to all of you. Stay with us to know more about the LTA project. This is Francesca Raffi, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.